I live about 12 miles northwest of Kalispell, Montana.
Yes, sir.
Last night, I sighted a strange object in the sky, and it was there for so long, my wife first sighted it. I have a scope, 75 power, 30 to 75 power. I had it set for 35 power, and I looked at this thing. It hovered over our, about, I would judge it from the landscape here, somewhere over Tally Lake. And I wondered if you wanted to... an idea of what I saw through my scope.
Okay.
Any interest to you?
What did this thing look like?
It was a sphere.
Uh-huh.
Rather, like it'd be translucent, with some lights in the sphere itself, with a sparkle, something like you'd see in a Christmas tree light.
Oh, yes.
And at the time it was, when it would stay stationary, it would have a halo which was exactly like the fluorescent light, the circular fluorescent light. And as it rose or descended, as it rose especially, the this tubular light around the, when it was stationary, was right on the diameter of the sphere.
I see.
And as it rose, the circular light, the tubular looking light, would... gone down to the bottom of the sphere, and when it disappeared from sight, which appears like it was moving horizontally away from us, it would disappear. It's about the light would contract and disappear as it hit the bottom of the sphere.
Okay. Now, what color was this, or what color did it maintain during this observation?
Well, when it was in horizontal position with the so-called tubular light around the diameter. And the sphere was, I say, it was just an outline. It was rather almost translucent, as if there wasn't as much reflection coming off it, whatever else is on it.
But, yes.
It was brilliant when it was at the diameter of the sphere. But as it rose above the horizon, the light kept getting dimmer and dimmer.
Okay. Which direction are you looking?
I would say that this band of light around the diameter of the brilliance would be about 1/20th the diameter of the sphere that I observed.
Okay. And which direction were you looking?
I was looking due west. Approximately due west.
Okay. Now, and this object came up from the horizon?
When I first noticed it, it was in the horizontal position... just above the horizon. We're down in Little Valley, and we had mountains out there about 5,000 feet.
Yes.
It was somewhere 5,000-6,000 feet, and we're at 3,000.
Okay. And it disappeared going vertically, straight up?
No. I would say it'd be an incline rising, but because of the getting smaller as this band of light receded to the bottom of the sphere, everything kept getting smaller. So
yes.
I assume it was rising as it was going away.
Okay.
But it was 9:15 last night, and it was at least 10 minutes and could be 15 minutes it appeared to be hovered over what I, you know, just guessing on what's the diameter and so forth, the Tally Lake, Montana, which is it's right out there in the Flathead Forest.
Right.
In a rather isolated area.
Okay, now, if you were using a ordinary one-foot ruler and holding it at arm's length out there, what would you estimate the diameter of that thing was?
Well, I thought about that in relation to, let's say, the size of my scope and so forth. It was not less than 100 feet, I would say. You have to guess the distance on that.
Right.
Now, where is it and so forth?
Right.
I worked for the U.S. government for 31 years as a civil engineer. I tried to think about this after I'd seen it. I called the sheriff's office by his name.
Yes.
But I just called him, and there was no other sighting of it, and I thought I'd call you.
Okay. Did you hear any sound of any kind?
Well, at one time I thought I did, but we are about a half a mile off of one of the main... logging roads here, where one of the trunks brings the logs in from an area over there.
Yes.
And, we are in the mountains. It could be... But I couldn't say no. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Hey, did your wife see this, too?
Yes, she was the one that noticed it. In fact, tell you the truth, I was asleep in front of the fireplace. She woke me up because of this brilliant light that was just above the horizon as we looked west over our mountains. There were no other stars in the sky.
Okay. They had a cloudy condition then?
Yes.
Okay. Did this thing, did the light from this thing illuminate the clouds at all?
Well, to some extent, there was, around the whole thing, there was a halo or aura.
Yes. Kind.
But still, the distinction of the sphere-like object was quite distinct. There was a definite outline where it ended.
Okay.
As far as the lights that you, that were, seemed to be scattered around the sphere were, they could be glints from metallic, reflection from metallic
right.
objects.
Okay. Do you feel that the main light source on that was the tube rotating around it, or was
well,
going around the horizontal?
I could see it was rotating, but it looked, it was exactly as if it was one of these circular fluorescent lights.
Right, okay.
And I'd say about 1/20th the diameter of the outline of the figure, whatever it was.
Okay.
About 1/20th, I think, would be the right way. That said, it's brilliant. Brilliant. The one is at the center on the on the diameter.
Okay.
And it was horizontal. It was around horizontal at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it remained that way.
Okay. Well, sir, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll get on it right away. And if we come up with any additional information on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like you've got a typical UFO in the sky there.
It looks like it. I don't know. Well, my wife and I discussing it. Thought we ought to follow up.
Okay, thank you again.
Bye.
Bye.